Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Morena, Lara.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, I keep saying every week we're on the countdown to Christmas, but we really are.
It's the home stretch.
Just keep hoping. Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. It's our last week here on Breakfast, so we thought for our final political commentary of the year, we'd do a little politics wrapped, shall we?
Yeah.
Nice. Let's recap what's happened this year. There's been a lot. What do you think have been some of the biggest issues that are on people's minds when they think about 2025?
So what was really weird, and it keeps getting pointed out in all the commentary, was Trump was sworn in at the start of the year. 2024 was their election, and I just can't get end of 2024. I just can't get over that because, this is just really a common refrain from commentators that, wow, that how was that only a year? So that's one kind of big thing because, we're a small country and we are often beholden to big international powers and things of that nature. A kind of common theme of the year has been around the economy and being in recession. So recession is when the economy gets smaller, doesn't grow. So that's been another kind of common issue and a lot of discussion around interest rates, which you only really care about if you're one of the minority of New Zealanders who have a mortgage. So interest rates as well, other people care about it. But, the main thing is sort of homeowners or mortgage. That's a big thing for them on a kind of quarterly basis or whatever it is. So that's been another big talking point. More politically, we've seen National kind of not set the world alight, so to speak. We've seen a fairly stable cabinet compared to some of the previous governments. So we saw Andrew Bailey's weird behaviour this year, and he called it overbearing behaviour, and him resigning from cabinet, but not from the parliament. We saw a reshuffle earlier in the year where Shane Retty lost House, and then we've just kind of seen ministers perform or not perform, and that's something that is always a lot of reflected on, and they're scored a lot at the end of the year. So that's all been happening. The other kind of big things for me were the Treaty Principles Bill. So, we had hundreds of thousands of submissions, and then the Regulatory Standards Bill, again, more than 100,000 submissions. So big political participatory, big chunks of people saying, no, we don't support this. That was sort of something, as a political participation scholar, I never thought that I would see. And, of course, we saw a lot of opposition to the Treaty Principles Bill and a lot of that peeling back of Māori rights. There's also, various party political things that happened as well around Te Pāti Māori. Benjamin Doyle, the whole allegations by Winston Peters were this past year, and them leaving the parliament as well over that. The other thing, of course, was the passing of Takutai Moana Tash Kemp in June and the by-election in September and then all of the troubles with Te Pāti Māori going forward. So a lot has kind of happened, I guess, when you look at it, but there's not... it feels like a year compared to some of the previous years. It's been a little bit more subdued, although subdued with that broader concern that certain groups' rights are being peeled back.
Yeah, it is really interesting. Some of the topics that come to mind for me, I mean, I'm totally a victim of recency bias, but obviously I'm thinking a lot about the McSkimming scandal and then sort of thinking earlier in the year when there seemed to be a lot of conversations around police and, Tamitha Paul became really under fire for her comments about police, but it sort of feels like it's come all the way back around and everyone's starting to understand why people don't trust the police, maybe.
Yeah, we've definitely been on a bit of a law and order journey.
Yeah.
We've seen National getting out there and kind of selling the reduction in RAM raids and the reduction in youth crime statistics as a real success for their government. That's what they're out there kind of talking about. But, of course, we've seen the Jevon McSkimming sort of, I don't know what to call it really, because saga feels like you're dramatising it, but it's actually a very serious issue. But the issues related with McSkimming as an individual but also structurally within the police have really... there's been a bit of a journey through those this year. So that's been another thing that's popped up, and I think, next year we're probably still going to see discussions on that. I was talking last week, it was a strange way to end the year with the whole of Q&A being dedicated to an Andrew Costa interview. So there seems to be something in the police that needs some kind of structural reform or some kind of cultural reform. The form that takes, who knows?
Yeah.
We are starting to see Labor and National talk about being bipartisan, which is quite interesting, and talking about where there are areas of agreement. And that's something that we haven't seen recently, you know, in the last sort of decade. So that's another kind of point for hope. And they've talked about what to do around mixed skimming in the police, but also around the Resource Management Act. So we've seen a little bit of bipartisan hope going on in all of this.
Mm. It is also really interesting just thinking about the Treaty Principles Bill and, like you said, the thousands of submissions that we had. I don't know if it's just the people that I'm around, but I do feel as though this year in particular, there's been a general increase in engagement from the public in parliamentary processes and in making submissions and sort of trying to have a say in these sort of things.
Yeah, one that we wouldn't necessarily expect, right? But for a lot of people, Te Tiriti, Treaty, Māori rights, or Mātauranga Māori, Tikanga Māori, Kawa Māori, all of that is like part of, Te Reo Māori is all part of like the fabric of who we are as a country. So for Māori, that's like one of those things that's quite obvious. But for Pākehā, for Tauiwi, we've seen various Asian groups in support, you know, all sorts of different kind of groups in support of Te Tiriti. And but yeah, it's, people feel kind of like the fabric is a bit under attack there. And the other thing, of course, recently has been around the school boards, taking Te Tiriti out of the, you know, executive, the requirements for school boards. And we've seen a lot of schools push back. And then, of course, we've seen Tanya Waikato involved in that again. So she was involved in the Regulatory Standards Bill campaign, and then now, in the school board campaign. So she seems to be a very good organiser of campaigns and bringing people together, because someone's got to do it. But that's been a really interesting, you know, just receiving that the letter from the kids' school saying, no, we totally uphold Te Tiriti, we're not going to change. And seeing that in some of the schools around the country has been, heartening, because people feel like that is part of who we are.
Mm. Going into 2026, election year, it's going to be a big one. What's top of mind for you that you're looking out for in the world of politics?
All of the economic indicators. And then also there's like the objective reality of the economy, which it's only objective to a certain extent, but sure, let's just accept that the economy, whatever's happening, all the various indicators and stats, that are conventional and people look at. So whatever's happening there, but then also what's happening at that border, what's the vibe on it? What's the feels? What's the everything on the... God, I'm so millennial. But how do we feel about the economy on a day-to-day basis? Do we feel like we can go food shopping and it's not trauma? Do we feel like our pay is increasing? Do we feel like we don't actually want to move to Australia anymore? So it's a little bit of that feeling kind of test of... You know, National in previous elections has used the poll question, do you feel like New Zealand's on the right track or the wrong track? So that's a big one for me, like just the feeling on the economy. The other one I think is going to be a lot around MMP. So, you know, we have this system, and it's interesting because places like the UK are saying, well, can we have that proportional representation system, please?
Mm.
So we've got this system, and it has its quirks, it has its rules, and... people have to get to, you know, 5% of the vote or win a seat in order to be represented as a party in the parliament. And then what happens is, right, the parties get together and they form coalition or confidence and supply or whatever they want, really. They just have to be able to pass confidence and supply. So they can negotiate whatever funky things that they want. It's all just made up fundamentally. So there's going to be a rule-in, rule-out game. There's going to be a lot of focus on Te Pāti Māori. That's going to be a big one. There's going to be a focus on both Luxon and Hipkins' leadership in all of this. And everyone's going to be like, what is Winston Peters up to? Because that seems to be like one of the few constants in New Zealand politics over the past 50 years.
Classic. Isn't that always
this is what's going
the
happen.
Question?
Like, and we always go, ha, 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 Winston, which... perhaps we should be a bit more critical of that discourse. I would say heading into an election year where we go, oh, Uncle Winston, oh, look at him, you know, instead of being quite serious about, you know, like the power that he has in our country and the values he does or does not hold, which should probably be something that we look more closely at. But it's going to be all about coalitions and MMP, and there'll be some kind of scandals or some dramas, and some of them, like, will be over things that, you know, journalists or whoever pick up on and think are really important that the public just doesn't care about. And some of them will be bigger issues. They'll become memeified. People will be talking about them in the water cooler. So those are the kind of things that we can just expect in an election year, really.
Fascinating.
I'm sure you'll be there to explain it to us every step of the way.
Oh, look, I do get quite excited for an election. So I hope everyone has a restful summer, a restful Christmas break to be ready for an election. And because this is going to be a really close fought election, that's what mm-hmm. all the polls have shown over the past year. So it's going to be a close one. Things will happen. You know, we're going to be talking about people's rights. That's the thing, fundamentally, Indigenous Māori rights. Mm-hmm. We'll probably be talking about trans rights again. Mm-hmm. So for some groups in the community, it's going to be incredibly tiring. And we haven't hit on migrant or immigrant rights in this country, which is a topic that a lot of populists pick up around the world. So everyone should really be prepared.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Have a nice Christmas.
Yeah, in the meantime, I hope you get a lovely break over the summer, Lara. Thank you so much for this year. You've been absolutely amazing and we love having you. And yeah, have a lovely Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, thanks, you too.
I love that it's Merry Christmas, be prepared.
Merry Christmas, watch your back. Yeah. Kia ora, thanks, Lara.
Thanks.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.